أنا إن سألت القوم عني من أنا، أنا مؤمن سأعيش دوما مؤمنا.
Strengthening one's inner and outer self, developing a sophisticated Islamic personality, and becoming a better Muslim. This is Nasir Reflections.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome to another episode of Nasir Reflections. We are only human. We are in the last days of Ramadan. We may have not gotten to everything that was on our Ramadan checklist, and that's okay. We may have wanted to do so much more that we hadn't challenged ourselves enough this Ramadan compared to what we envisioned in the first place. We may have been distracted with schools, our kids, dinners, gatherings, housework, and so on. See, I'm not saying it's okay to be lazy or that it's okay to slack off. May Allah forgive our sins. I'm not saying that at all. If we want to earn the rida, pleasure of Allah, we must keep doing deeds to move us closer to Him, subhanahu wa ta'ala. What I am saying is that we may have set out a plan that didn't go as well as we had hoped. We wanted to do more, achieve more, to feel stronger in our iman. And it may have not gone so well. That happens sometimes. But this is our last chance to make it up. See, our beloved teacher, Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, said, from what he has related from his Lord, إن الله كتب الحسنات والسيئات ثم بيّن ذلك. Verily, Allah Ta'ala has written down the good deeds and the evil deeds, and then explained it by saying, فمن هم بحسنة فلم يعملها كتبها الله عنده حسنة كاملة. Whosoever intended to perform a good deed but did not do it, then Allah writes it down with Himself as a complete good deed. وإن هم بها فعملها كتبها الله عنده عشر حسنات إلى سبعمائة ضعف إلى أضعاف كثيرة. And if he intended to perform it, and then did perform it, then Allah writes it down with himself as from 10 good deeds up to 700 times, up to many times multiplied. وَإِنْ هَمَّ بِسَيِّئَةٍ فَلَمْ يَعْمَلْهَا كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حَسَنَةً كَامِلَةً. And if he intended to perform an evil deed, but did not do it, then Allah writes it down with himself as a complete good deed. وَإِنْ هَمَّ بِهَا فَعَمِلَهَا كَتَبَهَا اللَّهُ سَيِّئَةً وَاحِدَةً. And if he intended to do it, that is, the evil deed, and then performed it, then Allah writes it down as one evil deed. Bukhari and Muslim. Now imagine that during Ramadan and Laylatul Qadr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Qadr, Ayah 3,
Laylatul Qadr khayrun min alf shahr.
The night of decree is better than 1,000 months. 1,000 months! Let me repeat that. 1,000 months. That is about 30,416 days. 30,416 days in one night. Not a whole day, but one night.
وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَن يَشَاءُ.
And Allah multiplies His reward for whom He wills. Surah Al-Baqarah, Ayah 261. The month of Ramadan is almost over. The last inning. The last few days to work for the pleasure of Allah even more, to push ourselves, to set intentions, to do as the Prophet, peace and blessings, did on these last 10 days, i'tikaf, to set time to worship Allah, to spend time in the masjid, to read Quran, pray tarawih, to give charity, to lend a helping hand, or to forgive and let go of grudges. The Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him, would devote himself more in the worship of Allah in the last 10 nights of Ramadan than he strove in earlier part of the months. Aisha رضي الله عنها reported, كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إذا دخل العشر شد مئزرة وأحيا ليلة وأيقظ أهله. With the start of the last 10 days of Ramadan, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم used to tighten his waist belt, that is, work hard, and used to pray all the night, and used to keep his family awake for the prayers. Ramadan is sadly almost over. Let us not forget what we want to focus on as we leave Ramadan. Progression. To not stand still. To evolve rather than repeat. To keep moving and not give up till our last breath. For on the Day of Judgment, we will see the meaning of all the time we took out for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will be thankful for every morning, every night, every letter we read in the Quran, every moment we helped someone, every time we went to the masjid even though it felt really good on the couch, or got up for Qiyam al-Layl, leaving the comfort of our beds, every time we suppressed our anger, and my personal favorite, every deed we did that may have moved us closer to the re-establishment of the Khilafah, Caliphate, in which the barakah, blessings, after that, is all in our mizan, our scale. Bi-idhnillah ta'ala, ya Rab. Yes, we are only human. But I believe, I know, we, inshallah, being true believers in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have resilient, outstanding capabilities in us. We just need to keep pushing ourselves. Allahumma, innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. O Allah, you are most forgiving, and we love forgiveness, so forgive us. Jazakumullahu khayran for joining us. Ramadan and Eid Mubarak. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.